This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.
Hello. In the traditional motion picture story, the villains are usually defeated. The ending is a happy one. I can make no such promise for the picture you're about to watch. The story isn't over. You and the audience are part of the conflict.
We have before us the opportunity to forge for ourselves and for future generations a new world order, a world where the rule of law, not the law of the jungle, governs the conduct of nations. When we are successful, and we will be, we have a real chance at this new world order, an order in which a credible United Nations can use its peacekeeping role to fulfill the promise and vision of the UN's founders.
9-3-0-2-8.
I know some people want me to bypass Congress and change the laws on my own.
It is the agenda for the 21st century you're living in today. For a brave new world where everything that you cherished and held true will no longer exist.
The original Constitution, I think it is an imperfect document, and I think it is a document that reflects some deep flaws.
That would authorize to use the military to arrest people in the United States who, in the president's opinion, are enemies of the country.
You'll find that they've also asked for the right to imprison farmers who wouldn't keep books as prescribed by the federal government. The Secretary of Agriculture asked for the right to seize farms through condemnation and resell them to other individuals. And contained in that same program was a provision that would have allowed the federal government to remove 2 million farmers from the soil.
These government Republicans and Democrats were busy shredding the last vestiges of the Constitution. They're talking about inserting the army into domestic law enforcement. The homeland is part of the battlefield, and people can be held without trial, whether an American citizen or not.
I have been often to, the mothership in New York City, but it's good to have an outpost of the council right here down the street from the State Department. We get a lot of advice from the council, so this will mean I won't have this far to go to be told what we should be doing and how we should think about the future.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Gleason and the Agenda 21 Show.
Well, hello and welcome to Agenda 21 Radio. This is the radio show that is stopping totalitarianism, one exceptional American at a time. And yes, ladies and gentlemen, are you that one exceptional American? I suspect you are. Anyway, welcome to the show. A lot of things going on. Again, another banner news day. And you're on the 365 now? We have 365 days out of the year? Huh? It seems like there's more, or we should have more, right? We should divide the days up in half by hours. Every day is dark. Every day is light. Just a day. And so you have double that. Anyway, welcome aboard the 365 24/7 news cycle, and you're on it. It's like spinning class all over the place. Okay, so we've got a lot of stuff to cover in New California. We also have a lot of stuff to cover nationally. We're going to get started with, this whole thing going on with the California debt. And we've been covering this story for a long time. And our own Chris Street has been talking about some really amazing things going on with the debt in California. And California's legal marijuana tax collection misses projections by 56%. You know, everybody was all on board with, let's legalize marijuana because we'll get the tax revenue. And of course, as I was gently explaining to everybody, that is not the way it works. with the cartels, because the cartels were the ones growing all the marijuana, right? They had the market. So no, well, we have script. We have medical marijuana. Oh yeah, the people changed the Constitution so that we could have medical marijuana back in 1996 or something like that. Oh, that was Proposition 215. Ah, do you have your 215 card? Sure you do, because you're sick. You've got post-traumatic stress syndrome. Now, I'm talking 90s terms now. You got combat fatigue. Remember that war that took place in Iraq back then? Yeah. You've got stress all over the place. Your life is disassembling on you everywhere. You need medical marijuana. So they introduced that to get that into the population. Just to get the toe hold. That's all they wanted. And they get that. And all of a sudden, all these different marijuana pot places started to pop up. Pop up. Pot pop up. And as a result, what happened was people got hooked on marijuana. I said hooked, yeah, addicted. Especially the kids, because, oh yeah, and by the way, I was on the front lines of all this, so don't tell me this is not the way it worked. Hello. These people get their script, 21 years old, 18 years old, they get their script and go, oh yeah, I'm going to go down to the pot store. And after all, they're only 600 feet away from, 600 yards, I guess. Yeah, it's supposed to be 600 yards away from a school. That's not very far. We'll just take a little walk down there. If you're a kid, right? Walk down with your buddy who's got the script. Go in, get some marijuana. Well, you'd stay outside, of course. Your buddy would come across, just give you marijuana. There it is. Or he'd sell it to you. Because after all, it is profitable to him. And everybody was happy. Happy, happy, happy. The young high school, junior high school student was happy, getting stoned out of his mind. You had the intermediary, the adult who got the script. He's stoned out of his mind, and he's got more money, and the pot store's got money, too. And where did all that money come from, or that pot come from? Oh, the pot grower. Now, it's kind of interesting. It used to be back in the day, and I was warning these pot growers even back in the day. Your days were numbered. Your days are numbered because there's money in this marijuana stuff with the cartels. They love marijuana. It's a big cash crop, about $5,000 a pound now, something like that. That's big money. Especially as they started to really ramp up the hybridized varieties of marijuana back in the 90s. Yeah, they hybridized them. Just, you know, it's a plant after all. By the way, there's two separate sexed plants. Some people don't know that. It's this XY chromosome business. There's a male marijuana plant and a female marijuana plant. And you want the females, but you want them sterile. You don't want them giving seed. Because why? Because they produce a higher content THC. Oh, that THC, the active ingredient, the hallucinogen in the marijuana. Okay, so now here we go. So the cycle was starting to develop back in the 90s. Pot grower to store to buyer to consumer. Most of the time, the consumer were kids. A lot of times. I have friends who use pot that are older. They've got aches and pains, arthritis, all this. They claim it, and you know what? Fine. But if you're talking about a junior high kid or even younger, that's a big problem to me, because I've seen the net negative results of kids, especially at very young age, being exposed to marijuana, lots of it. So I get it. You know, I kind of get that whole thing. But here you have a situation in California where it became exacerbated and legal and lawful as time went on for the cartels to do what they wanted to do. So people said, oh, look, we need more marijuana, man. Come on. We got medical marijuana. Let's take it to the next step. Let's do another step. Let's go ahead and just legalize recreational marijuana. So the push for recreational marijuana was on. And finally, just this last cycle, we got it. We got legalized marijuana. Recreational marijuana, here we are. Now, it's got some little twists in the road. Governor Jerry Brown, who was the Attorney General in 2004 to 2010. Jerry Brown. Yeah, Jerry Brown. He didn't much like his people he worked with at the Department of Justice, especially those guys who went out every day and risked their lives in very harrowing experiences to try and stop the cartels from growing marijuana in the fields of California, in the foothills, raping the land, literally, raping the land, the beautiful Sierra foothills in Sierra Nevadas, raping the land, stealing the water, using pesticides, herbicides, illegal herbicide, poisoning the groundwater, just making a mess out of California. Today, it's an environmental disaster. The illegal marijuana grows. And now, how did that get there? It got it there by Jerry Brown. Jerry Brown, when he became governor in 2010, illegally, in my opinion, he defunded the Department of Justice's Bureau of Narcotics Enforcement. He took it down, he and Kamala Harris. So 400 agents were out on the street. And the cartels, they were free to go move around the countryside and grow marijuana to their heart's content. Finally, by 2016, it's legalized. Now, where did all that tax revenue go? And this is the point about Chris Street's article. Well, they didn't pay any stupid taxes. They're cartels. They're gangsters. But they were more than happy to raise the price out on the street to match that and be parity with what you buy in the stores, right? And keep all the profits. So that's where it all went. And California has now turned up major league broke because of it. We'll be back.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-600-5860. That's 800-600-5860. 800-600-5860.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-5095 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-711-5095. Again, that's 800-711-5095.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. My employees and I would like to thank you for making MyPillow possible. Years ago, when I invented MyPillow, I thought I was the only one out there with problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I'd flip-flop all night, or wake up with a sore neck or headache. So that's why I invented MyPillow. You can adjust MyPillow's patented fill to your exact individual needs to help you get to sleep faster and stay there longer, to get the quality sleep you need. I back it with my 10-year warranty and my 60-day money-back guarantee. And now to thank you, I'm bringing back my best offer ever. Buy one of my MyPillows and get another one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 and use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
All right, we are back. We are back. Marijuana, anyone? Don't you Bogart that joint, my friend. Please don't. Pass it over to me. Yeah, I'm old school, you know. Okay. Right to Voice sponsors Agenda 21 Radio. Right to Voice. R-I-G-H-T, the number 2, V-O-I-C-E. Right to Voice sponsors Agenda 21 Radio. Okay. California legal marijuana tax collection misses projections by 56%. Now, this is just one of many maladies that has afflicted California. And there are taxes that are coming in. Now, will China bail out California? Will they? Will they just kind of check the Californians? You'll be holding. Or will there be some governmental jurisdictional changes? I mean, that's really what... I think that's really what we're talking about here. And yes, I believe so. It's going to be interesting. So, okay, Chris's story, and this many congratulations to Mr. Street. He has called everything exactly to Hoyle about what the circumstances are about California's finances. Says here, California legal marijuana tax collection misses by projections by 56%. This is a big problem for California. Says here, California announced on Wednesday that the expected legal marijuana tax boom for the next 6 months had turned into a bust, with $82 million in revenue versus $185 million estimate projection. Well, let's see. They missed it by $103 million. God. Okay, so Breitbart News reported in May that the California Department of Tax and Fee Administration collected only $32 million of state excise taxes and $2 million in cultivation taxes on about $213 million in sales in the first quarter under the voter-approved Proposition 64 recreational marijuana sales. See, that's Prop 64. Let me look at Prop 64. Give you a bill. This is one of these amendment altering things, right? See, if you continue to amend the, well, here we go. This is the proposition. Submission of amendment to statewide. See, amendment to the Constitution. Statewide initiative measure, control, regulate, and tax adult use of marijuana act. Adult use of marijuana. And Lance H. Olson is the administrative attorney, apparently, for Olson, Hagel, and Fishburn, LLP. This was as it was sent on December 7th, 2015. Initiative Coordinator, Attorney General's Office. This is Javier Basara's office. Oh, he wasn't that. No, he wasn't the Attorney General. That was Kamala Harris. Oh, my goodness. And she was the one who helped to defund, with Jerry Brown in 2011, guess what? The Bureau of Narcotics Enforcement for California Department of Justice, of which she was the leader at this point in time. So it was submitted to her. This is how it reads. Office of Attorney General, 1300 I Street, Sacramento, California, 95814. Attention, Ashley Johnson, Initiative Coordinator. Dear Miss Johnson, as you know, I serve as counsel for the proponents of the proposed statewide initiative Control, Regulate, and Tax Use of a Marijuana Act. The proponents of the proposed initiative are Dr. Donald Lyman and Mr. Michael Sutton. On their behalf, I am enclosing the following documents. The amended text of the control regulation, blah, blah, blah. Okay, amended text. They go into this stuff. Now, this is kind of interesting. The amended text, control, regulate, and tax. Adult. That's the name of the thing. Then they go into this whole thing and write it up. And here's the initiative. Here's signatures. This is what it's called. Findings and declarations. Currently in California, non-medical marijuana use is unregulated, untaxed, and occurs without any consumer or environmental protection. So they're going to protect you from the marijuana. Right? Right. Okay. So we got that one going on. All right, that kind of gives you the flavor of Prop 64. So they passed Prop 64 recreational marijuana sales. Although revenue through March was about one-third less than the projections in Governor Brown's budget, California officials indicated the shortfall was due to a slow startup and expected collections would catch up in the second quarter ending June 30th. But, here's the big but. If you like big butts, you might want to like this butt, because this is a big butt. But the California Department of Tax and Fee Administration announced that although second quarter marijuana tax collections rose to $43 million for excise tax and $4 million for cultivation revenue, total marijuana tax collection for the first 6 months was less than half the already downward revised $175 million forecast from January. It was revised down back then to $170. Get it? Next article, next paragraph says, the approximately $90 million shortfall for the second quarter Prop 64 taxes payable July 31st, coupled with a huge $480 million sales tax miss, explains why the nonpartisan Legislative Analyst Office warned on August 10th that the first month of California 2018-29 fiscal year budget missed projections by, listen to this, $248 million. It is now highly improbable that California will collect anything close to the marijuana excise tax budget projections of $630 million in 2018 and 19 and over $1 billion for 2019 and 20. Chairman of the California Assembly's Business and Professions Committee, Evan Lowe, a Democrat from Campbell, told the Associated Press, after 6 months of legal cannabis sales, there is a staggering gap between today's tax revenues and what voters were promised. Staggering, I tell you. Staggering, staggering. I tell you, there's staggering going on in this. I'm shocked to see staggering going on here. with the National Citizens Against Legalization Marijuana observing that less than 1% of marijuana grown in California has been licensed. Did you hear what I said? So CALM, they're called CALM. With the National Citizens Against the Legalization of Marijuana, CALM, observing that less than 1% of marijuana grown in California has been licensed since the January 1st legalization, Assemblyman Lowe complained to AP regulators must adapt before California's lawful cannabis businesses are obliterated by the black market. Now, what did I say? This is what I was saying. I mean, when you have Jerry Brown open it, see, they use the medical marijuana is the pretext, if you will, for the opening of the doors for illegal marijuana grows. And now it's just scattered around illegally everywhere. It's ubiquitous, the marijuana grows. And it's ubiquitous with the cartels. And, of course, what that does is exactly what – it's obliterated the black – it's obliterated the regular lawful cannabis businesses by the black markets, of course. And who runs the black markets? The people who fund and money Jerry Brown. The people who fund and money Mr. Lowe here. The cartels. Boy, have we slip-slided away into lawlessness? You betcha. We'll be back. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio.
Undoing the UN, one community at a time. It's Paul Preston.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-600-5860. That's 800-600-5860. 800-600-5860.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-5095 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-711-5095. Again, that's 800-711-5095.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. My employees and I would like to thank you for making MyPillow possible. Years ago, when I invented MyPillow, I thought I was the only one out there with problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I'd flip-flop all night, or wake up with a sore neck or headache. So that's why I invented MyPillow. You can adjust MyPillow's patented fill to your exact individual needs to help you get to sleep faster and stay there longer to get the quality sleep you need. I back it with my 10-year warranty and my 60-day money-back guarantee. And now to thank you, I'm bringing back my best offer ever. Buy one of my MyPillows and get another one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 and use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
The affirmative task we have now is to actually create a new world order.
It's a lie.
He hates Mexicans, Will.
It's a lie.
Blacks?
You're a traitor.
Race traitor.
No.
Race traitor. You're a coon. All you had to do was do what you're told, Will. We can't use him.
It's all lies.
He's brainwashed.
You think we're gonna let you walk away, Will? We need your vote.
No.
Wake up! We need your vote, Will. InfoWars, Gavin, you're next, Will. Claim allegiance, Will.
No.
The Democrat Party needs you, Will.
Never, never, never again.
Claim your allegiance to the Democratic Party, Will.
No.
He's not your president.
Yes, he is.
We're here to help.
Never.
Give up, Will. Give up. We gave you a chance, Will. Renounce Christ.
Never. Never.
Religion won't save you.
We are your religion.
Stupid Cody had a chance.
Mercy me. That was Will Johnson's most recent video. Pretty graphic. There's no question about that. Black in America, it's titled. Unite America First. This is from Reverend Wayne Perryman. It's a little graphic here. It says, Republicans of both races were threatened, beaten, shot, and murdered with impunity. In some areas, Negroes stopped voting or voted the Democrat ticket as the Klan demanded. It's from the book Whites, Blacks, and Racist Democrats. Wills, you know, hard hitting. This is a tough thing. This is tough for Democrats. Will is taking it to the next level in this discussion about where the Democrats are relative to people of color. Or anybody, actually, for that matter. I mean, you know, look at what the mantra is now, anti-white, you know. It's kind of interesting. We've seen this progression in California of the infection of racism that has come about in the last 20 years, especially. As the schools faltered in California, and as of course the oppression from the government faltered, and as we got more and more and more restrictive laws because we had a constitution that was altered so many times and created a legislative cycle, a cycle of 11 months every year, passing laws and regulations and taxes and fees and creating bureaucracy after bureaucracy after layer upon layer. Finally, oppression's here. But through all that, we now have a monoparty system, a dictatorship in place. And you know, how's your comfort zone these days, ladies and gentlemen? How is it? Brought to you by the Democratic Party here in California. Well, it's a national thing too. But this is what the totalitarian nature of California looks like today. Monoparty system, a governor who was elected illegally for a third and fourth term, unconstitutionally. And look what he's done. He's a tyrant. We have a tyranny. Not only do we have a financial tyranny, but, you know, a racial tyranny that's been foisted upon Californians, United States citizens living in California. It's destroying our great state. Homelessness is skyrocketing. And who's homeless? Mostly white people. That's the stunning thing. I walked down there in the homeless camp on the Santa Ana River. And then I went to the city hall area, or the county seat in Santa Ana. It was, you know, of course, you go around the streets of Los Angeles, which I've driven around about down there, saw that. It was staggering. But something that it's very noticeable. And we see this here in New California because people call us all the time. I mean, you talk about racism. It used to be like when I was back in the schools, we were having problems in the late 90s, early 2000s. We were having problems getting our kids into the university system. And at first, it was white boys that couldn't get in to the university system. They'd have all the credentials. They'd have the 4.5 GPA and all that stuff. But they were being denied in the UC system. We thought, well, you know, they're taking the girls, they're taking the white girls. We figured that one out real quick. They got accepted over the boys. Then pretty soon, we started to see it was Well, they were taking people of color, which was great, which is what we were pushing for. But they're excluding the whites, which we weren't pushing for because we felt that was not fair. In fact, there were several lawsuits filed in the 90s and so on to stop that because there was that kind of racial discrimination going on. I can't remember the gentleman's name, and he was on the radio show with us, and we talked about it one time, the Inside Education show. And there was actually a proposition. I think it ran a proposition or did some legislature that stopped that whole practice. But then, all of a sudden, we saw a shift. And we started seeing Hispanics. And we started seeing blacks not getting in to the UC system. And what we figured out, it wasn't, finally, we looked at it and said, on balance, is that, you know, the problem is they're just discriminating against anybody who is a California student out of the high schools. Doesn't matter the color. And they're doing that today. And who's coming in? Who's getting the prime seats in the UC system? Illegal foreign nationals, of course. People from out of the country, of course. And our students being discriminated against openly are American citizen students, products of California schools. You know, it's because the schools are so bad. And why are the schools so bad? Because Jerry Brown, his ilk, and all the other legislators that before that, the Democrats that have been in office since 1996, have been squandering the money, stealing the money from the schools. That's been going on. So you see what's happening here is that they've gone beyond racism now. It's not racist. It's your nationality. If you're a citizen of this country, the United States of America, they are openly discriminating. And by the way, that's the way it is in job hiring in California. If you want a state job with California, the illegal foreign national is going to get it over you, the California citizen. And I've had this conversation. This is one of the reasons that's a driver for people to get involved with New California. Because American citizens, regardless of their race, their color, or creed, are being openly discriminated against. And the preferred people? Illegal foreign nationals. That's why we're doing New California. One of the reasons. We'll be back.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-600-5860. That's 800-600-5860. 800-600-5860.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-5095 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-711-5095. Again, that's 800-711-5095.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. My employees and I would like to thank you for making MyPillow possible. Years ago, when I invented MyPillow, I thought I was the only one out there with problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I'd flip-flop all night, or wake up with a sore neck or headache. So that's why I invented MyPillow. You can adjust MyPillow's patented fill to your exact individual needs to help you get to sleep faster and stay there longer, to get the quality sleep you need. I back it with my 10-year warranty and my 60-day money-back guarantee. And now to thank you, I'm bringing back my best offer ever. Buy one of my MyPillows and get another one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 and use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
Okay, you all heard about this, y'all. Where'd I get that from? It was Tana Gertz yesterday, the President Trump surrogate who was on our show. I got infected with y'all. Anyway, when you're in radio, you just never know what's going to happen. Okay, LA Times declines to join newspaper protest against Donald Trump. Now, this is big for California and New California. The LA Times, which has been, to say the least, not user-friendly to Donald Trump, you'd think they'd be right up there championing this whole thing that was led by the Boston Globe. This was yesterday. They're trying to get, they said, 350 newspapers to go along with the protest. Says the Los Angeles Times declined to join a nationwide protest. You heard me. You heard what I said. That's what the headline is. Los Angeles Times declines to join newspaper protest against Trump. Let's think about that. Let's think about that. I mean, seriously. I mean, the LA Times, which is as bad, I mean, has been as bad as the New York Times during the Obama administration in particular, all of a sudden it's, I see the light, brother, I see the light. Maybe, I don't know, one of those kind of moments. It says the Los Angeles Times declined to join a nationwide protest Thursday by newspapers led by the Boston Globe against President Donald Trump and his so-called attacks on freedom of the press. Hello, ask Alec Jones, right? The reason the LA Times values its independence. Okay. In an editorial, the paper explained. Now, I used to be a massive consumer of the LA Times. I'd get that paper and, oh, yeah, feel that paper, turn the page, yeah. You know, just all that stuff. I like the Foley effects on that one. This is what they said in their editorial. It says, there will be no free press editorial on our page today. Okay, this is not because we don't believe that President Trump has engaged in a cynical, demagogic, and unfair assault on our industry. Nevertheless, the editorial board decided not to write about the subject on this particular Thursday because we cherish our independence. Do you hear what they said? Their independence. Now, we might not like their variety of independence, you know what I mean? But they feel independent. And our government is to serve us to provide that independence, all of us, regardless of opinion. Get my drift? So, they feel this. They cherish their independence. Wow, that's just like straight up conservative. I mean, I'm kind of giddy. I say hallelujah, brother. Los Angeles Times editorial board does not speak for the New York Times or the Boston Globe or the Chicago Tribune or the Denver Post. We share certain opinions with those newspapers. We disagree on others. Even when we do agree with another editorial page on the death penalty or climate change or war in Afghanistan, say we reach our own decisions and positions after careful consultation and deliberation amongst ourselves, and then we write our own editorials. We would not want to leave the impression that we take our lead from others, or that we engage in groupthink. Nah, come on, Paul. It's a joke. I'm just joshing you here. No, this is quoted specific. Okay. I'm going to convince you through my eyes. Okay. I've clicked on the link, the hyperlink that's supposed to come up on my screen now so it can participate in my radio show. It's not coming up, being delayed, of course. The hyperlink that says, this is the hyperlink, and it says what it says here. Los Angeles Times is not participating in today's nationwide editorial page protest because against Donald Trump's attack, and here's the reason why. This is the article. They do not believe it. There it is. There will be no free press editorial on page. There is the article. All I can say is thank you, LA Times. It says, this is not because we don't believe the President Trump, blah, 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 blah. He has, and we have written about it on numerous occasions. As early as April 2017, we wrote this as part of our full-page editorial on Trump's war on journalism. Trump's strategy is pretty clear. By branding news reporters as liars, he apparently hopes to discredit, disrupt, or bully into silence anyone who challenges his version of reality. By undermining trust in news organizations and delegitimizing journalism and muddling the facts so that Americans no longer know who to believe, he can deny and distract and help push his agenda's far-fetched storyline. We still believe that, nevertheless, the editorial board decided not to write about the subject of this on this particular Thursday because we cherish our... See, it's right. This is the article. And then it goes on about the groupthink statement. God, there's hope. That's all. Listen, that's all we ask. That's everybody on in the alternative media. Listen to what we have for data before you judge it or prejudge it and get involved with groupthink. This groupthink business is all totalitarian, and I thank the LA Times. Can you believe me saying this? I thank the LA Times for being independent. Wow, it's kind of like what the Founding Fathers thought about being independent. You know, like a Declaration of Independence, the document that changed the world, kind of like the Bible. We'll be back. LA Times, there is hope.
My best friend, my rock, my son, Dominic, my only child, was also killed by an illegal immigrant. I call them illegal aliens.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may
may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-600-5860. That's 800-600-5860. 800-600-5860.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-5095 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-711-5095. Again, that's 800-711-5095.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. My employees and I would like to thank you for making MyPillow possible. Years ago, when I invented MyPillow, I thought I was the only one out there with problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I'd flip-flop all night, or wake up with a sore neck or headache. So that's why I invented MyPillow. You can adjust MyPillow's patented fill to your exact individual needs to help you get to sleep faster and stay there longer, to get the quality sleep you need. I back it with my 10-year warranty and my 60-day money-back guarantee. And now to thank you, I'm bringing back my best offer ever. Buy one of my MyPillows and get another one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 when you use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit our website, agenda21radio.news. That's agenda21radio.news. And also New California State, newcaliafornia.com for all of your news and information about what's going on there. Also, you can go to the store and start purchasing shirts this weekend. It'll be up and running. Shirts and other paraphernalia we will have there at the store. So if you're inclined to go to the conference on the 6th of October, you can go get tickets there. There's some modifications going to go on with the tickets, so make sure you check it out on a daily basis. Things are changing and could be fluid, so stay up to date in the information. If you've purchased a ticket already, it's not going to your purchase amount isn't going to change, but some details about what's going to be happening and where it's going to be and stuff like that will be changing. And just sort of put the side thing out there for you. Just it's a fabulous day in the neighborhood, isn't it? I mean, really, it's going to be a beautiful weekend, and I look forward to the weekend and have a lot of really good friends going to be seeing at breakfast tomorrow. Oh, yeah, at breakfast. Larry's going to be there. You know, Larry Verga. What a nice guy Larry Verga is. Feather River Tea Party Patriots, and yes, meets every first and third Monday at the Crossroads Church in Yuba City, California. And special guests are there. So please enjoy a night out on Monday night. Come down 6:30 and see what is going on. I'll be speaking as one of the speakers, and we have guest speakers coming in. But this time we have a sheriff coming in to talk to us. It's going to be wonderful, a wonderful experience. About 100 people show up every night. Now, maybe sometimes more, sometimes 250. When Will Johnson showed up, it was about 200 plus. You know, the guy featured in the video. That guy. Anyway, thanks for listening to Agenda 21 Radio. Visit our website, agenda21radio.news, and also newcaliafornia.state.com, newcaliafornia.state.com. And remember, stay strong, America. We are exceptional Americans.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
Stay tuned for more of Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio.
This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.